What's going on, everybody? This is Bruce from the Marketing Club Podcast, hanging out with you here today. I'm just going to share a few things that I've learned over the last 5 or 6 years of running podcasts, running our agency, and trying to grow our business. This is just a couple things that I've had to ask myself as a business owner, entrepreneur, so to speak, and I wanted to share them with you. And something that I've always thought about is, how do you grow your business? Like, what is the key factors in growing your business? And I think I came down to analyzing it and saying there's two key factors when it comes to growing your business. You have to be good at what you do, and people have to know about you. Those are the two things. If you're not good at what you do, no matter how many people know about you, it's not going to work out well. A lot of people come to us and say, they fill out our form on our agency and they want us to help them in their marketing. And then you go dive a little deeper into their business and you find out that they're getting bad reviews or their systems aren't necessarily in proper place to really grow. Or when you call their business, the person who answers their phone doesn't really know what's going on, or their website is clunky and not optimized for mobile or just plain ugly. So you have to look at yourself if you really want to grow your business and ask yourself this: are you really good at what you do? Are you? And you have to be honest with yourself. And you have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Am I the best? If you're a local business, if you're a restaurant or pizzeria and you're serving people in a specific area, can you honestly look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? Out of the 15 places that are around me, I am the best. Yes, I know. You go into every restaurant and every pizzeria and they all say that on the wall. But are they actually the best? If you ask them, if you corner them, you say, you know what? Your life depends on you answering this question honestly. Are you the best? Would they say yes? Would they? Would you? Would you say yes if somebody did that to you? And when I was first starting out, I said I was the best, but we weren't. We didn't really know what we were doing when it comes to marketing. We were kind of just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping it stuck. At this point, after doing it for 5 or 6 years, I can honestly say I know what works and what doesn't. But in the beginning, the factor for us was both of them. We weren't as good as we thought we were. And not enough people knew who we were or what we did. We had both factors going against us. So if you are in the first one where you're not as good as you think you are, here's what you got to do. You got to get feedback. And you have to get honest feedback from people who are either your current customers or potential customers who don't know who you are. You can't get feedback from friends or family because they skew the feedback. They tell you what they think you want to hear. If your product is mediocre, they're going to say it's good. If it's horrible, they're going to say it's okay. They're not going to want to hurt your feelings by saying your product sucks. They're not going to look you in the eye and be like, you know what? This sucks. I'm sorry to tell you that, but this is horrible. You should be embarrassed by serving this to anybody. No one's going to tell you that if they really know who you are, but customers are. Customers are going to give you their honest feedback. They're going to tell you whether they're willing to pay for it or not and give you their hard-earned money to give you that for whatever it is you serve or do. So you have to get honest feedback. And the other thing you have to do is you have to find somebody who's already done it. That's an easy way to think about it. All right, I want to get better at what I do. I want to grow my business. What kind of business am I in? And who's already done what I'm trying to do? There are very few people listening to this podcast who are in a business that nobody, I mean, there's probably nobody listening to this podcast who's running a business that nobody else has run before. You're probably a restaurant, a realtor, a local business of some sort, a marketer, an agency. Whatever business you're in, there's been somebody who's done it and done it well. You need to find that person. And maybe it's not a specific person, but it's a conference. It's a Facebook group. It's a mastermind group that you can join. It's a consultant that you can hire. Now, when it comes to consultants, you want to be careful. You want to make sure that they're not just a consultant, but they're actually a practicing consultant, which means they're doing the thing that you want them to consult about. There's a lot of restaurant consultants out there that have never worked in a restaurant in their life, and they say, oh, we can get butts in seats. And that's great, but they're not going to help you with the process. So make sure you're careful of who you hire if you do hire somebody. And the other thing is you have to be honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is the hardest part. Being honest and looking yourself in the mirror and being like, you know what, I can improve at what I do is the hardest thing to do. reaching out for help is the hardest thing to do. Nobody wants to admit the fact that they're not as good as they think they are and that they need help. But sometimes you have to do that. And if it's B, and just not enough people know who you are, that's pretty simple. All you have to do is find out where your customers are or your potential customers are, and here's how you do that. You go to the internet, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. There's so many platforms that you can choose. You need to find out where your customers are, though. How do you find out where your customers are? You search online. List out your competitors. List out the people you're competing against in your market. Where are they advertising? Where are they marketing? That's number one. And then you can ask, this is where you can ask your friends and family for some help. Ask them, hey, what is your favorite platform? Or ask your kids' friends, ask your neighbors. What social media platforms do you go for information? Is it TikTok? Is it Facebook groups? Is it Instagram? Is it LinkedIn? It depends on a few factors, who your customers are, what kind of business you're in, and where you're located in the country, because it's not all things to all people. We all hear, hey, you got to post 75 pieces of content a day to TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, email, Snapchat, all of those things. But not every, you don't have to do that. Because if you're in New York, your audience, where they hang out, is going to be vastly different from Montana. And you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. So do your research. Ask around. Where are people hanging out online that you would want to get in contact with? And then you have to set up goals. And when I say set up goals, most people think of, oh, I have to set up these, I want to get 10,000 followers on Instagram in 6 months. Yeah, that's a long-term goal. But how do you get to that goal? That's just one goal. You need to have daily goals. So if you said you ultimately want 10,000 followers on Instagram, especially if you're starting from zero or you have a few hundred or 1,000 or whatever it is, and you want to get to 10,000, your goal needs to be, I need to post twice a day to Instagram for the next 6 months in order to get to 10,000 followers. It's got to be detailed like that, because the big general overall goal of getting 10,000 followers on Instagram is not actionable. There's no action that you need to take on a daily basis to get there. It's just writing on the wall that you're constantly looking at, that you're reminding yourself that you're not at yet. You need to dig down deep and say, all right, I need to post twice a day on Instagram. These are the types of content I need to post and create. And by doing that daily action, I will get to 10,000 followers on Instagram in 6 months. Now, it may take you 4, but it also may take you 10. You have to have patience. And to do that, the best thing and easiest way is to create a content calendar. Now, I did a whole video on a content calendar that you can go check out. But the easiest way for me over the years of doing this to create a content calendar is to not create, and everybody's different. You're all going to have your own different ways of creating a calendar. And there's a ton of YouTube videos that you can go watch to figure out the best strategy for yourself. Trust me, when I was first starting out, I was looking at all of these YouTube videos about how to create a calendar, and they were using Notion and Excel spreadsheets, and none of them worked for me. None of them worked to make me do it. It was all me just trying to set up that sheet, and then I would never follow it because it was hard for me to manipulate. So you have to find the content calendar that works for you. What I find works for me is coming up with content ideas, not necessarily the specific idea, but the genre of idea that I'm going to post about for that particular day. So I usually come up with like 6 or 7 different ideas, and I label them 1 through 7. And then what I do is I have the whole month out, and then I copy and paste the 1 through 7 for the first 7 days of the month. And then day 8 through 14 is starting all over again, 1 through 7. And I have an idea of what type of content I need to create for that day. Not the specific piece of content, but the genre of content. So is it going to be a video on social media? Is it going to be a behind the scenes video? Is it going to be a customer spotlight video? Is it going to be a how-to video? And that's what I list out. And then I just have the whole month scheduled that way. So it's easy for me to say, okay, today is September 23rd when I'm recording this. Today I need to do a video about a customer review. Okay, that's the kind of content I'm going to create today. I know that I need to do a video. I don't know exactly what that video is going to be about, but I know it needs to be a customer review video because that's what's on my calendar. So that's what works for me. Ultimately, you're going to have to find your own way of doing it. And we created a whole PDF. You can go to the website, thebrewserving.com, to figure out how to download that. But it's 65 content ideas for you. So it'll give you a little bit of a jump start to get started on your content creation. When you are there, 65 ideas, when you get to 65, you just boom, right back to number one. You start all over again, because social media moves so fast, they're not going to remember what you posted 2 months ago. Trust me. If you want that, that's there. So creating a content calendar is very, very important. And then once you get to the point when you use those 65 ideas, you're going to be at the 2 month mark, or maybe 2.5 months, or maybe you're doing it twice a day and you're at the 1 month mark, 30 days. You can have at that point some data on what works and what doesn't work for your customer base. If you post 60 videos, I can almost guarantee you 5 to 8 or 10 will do really well. Lots of views, lots of engagement, maybe some shares, quite a few comments. And there's going to be 50 that don't do that well. Now, and I'm not saying don't ever do any of the 50 ever again, but you know the 10 that worked well, I'm going to replicate those as many times as I possibly can. Of the 50 that didn't do so well or didn't do as good as the 10, what can I do to improve those videos? Which ones did the best out of the ones that didn't do great? Which ones of the 50 worst videos I produced were the best worst? And how do I improve on those and make them better so that I can do more of that? What time did I post them? What hashtags did I use? How was my first 3 to 5 seconds of the video? Did it capture people's attention? Was the lighting okay? You don't have to overthink it. Don't get me wrong by saying the lighting okay, by saying you have to get a professional camera. You don't. If you have an updated iPhone or an updated smartphone, perfect. That's all you need. But you do have to look at the hashtags, the timing, the copy, how your video was lighted. Okay. And also what you said in the video. How is your demeanor if it is a video? In the beginning, your demeanor is going to be pretty nervous. You're going to be nervous about creating content. And that's okay. You're going to get better over time. And then at that 60 or 30 day mark, whichever it is, look back and say, okay, these 15 videos did really well. I'm going to see what I can do to create more of this style or type of content. And then the ones that didn't do good, say, you know what? I tested it out. It didn't fail. I learned what not to do anymore. I learned what my audience doesn't want to see or my customers don't care about. And I'm never doing that again. And that's how you get started, or how you grow your business. Either you get better at what you do, or you get more people to know about you, or you do both. You get better at what you do and you figure out a way to leverage technology to get as many people as you possibly can to know about what you do and who you are and how they can buy from you or follow you or hire you if you're a consultant or a marketer. That's the name of the game. I hope this video here, because I just recorded a YouTube video on this. By the way, go subscribe to our YouTube channel for the videos like this, where I give you a little breakdown and some visuals on this. It's great to listen to, but it's also perfect to watch. If you have a question, go to thebrewserving.com. You can see and find that download PDF that I was referring to earlier about the 65 content ideas. Very easy to find and easy to download. It's going to give you a jump start on ideas for sure. And there's something about that part of your creative brain that gets flowing once you do get started. It'll be a lot easier for you to keep going once you get that momentum going. And if there's anything I can do to help you, reach out to me. I'm at The Brew Serving on Instagram or at Smart Pizza Marketing on Instagram. We have two websites. We have thebrewserving.com and also smartpizzamarketing.com, whichever one you're listening to the podcast right now. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask a question. Listen, I'm not going to be able to set up a time for 15 or 30 minutes for everybody who goes there and says, hey, I want to pick your brain for 30 minutes. But if you send me an email, I'll do my best to get back to you. And the best way, if you have a question for me, is to go to Instagram. I'm always on Instagram and responding to the DMs there. So if you have a question or a comment or you want to suggest something or pick my brain, go to Instagram, thebrewserving.com or smartpizzamarketing.com. Happy to help you out and see if there's anything I can do for you. And I hope this helped. And if it did, leave me a review on iTunes. That would be fantastic and really help out the podcast. Other than that, have a great week. We'll see you next time, everybody.